Well, I argue that one of the functions of a capitalist state is to defend capitalism from itself, to defend capitalism from the capitalists. It was Marx, dare we mention him? I hear he's coming back in style. It was Marx who said, one capitalist will kill many other capitalists. That the system, it begins to consume itself. We see that with Bernard Madoff and the like. The free market does not work. It's not free. It's not really a market. It's a plunder, and it has to be done away with.
Listening to music as a substance. The environmental full mix. contribute to the long-term construction of a new modes of production, commons should be autonomous spaces, should aim to overcome the divisions existing among us and build the skills necessary for self-government. Today we see only fragments of the new society, potentially in the making, in the same way as we can spot fragments of capitalism in urban centers like Florence in late medieval Europe, for example, where broad concentrations of workers already existed in the textile industry by the mid-14th century. Commons are defined by the existence of a shared property in the form of a shared natural or social wealth, lands, waters, forests, systems of knowledge, capacities for care, to be used by all commoners without any distinction, but which are not for sale. Equal access to the necessary means of production and reproduction must be the foundation of life in the commons. This is important because the existence of hierarchical relations makes commons vulnerable to enclosures. Commons are not things, but social relations. This is the reason why some prefer to speak of commoning, a term that underscores not the material wealth shared, but the sharing itself and the solidarity bonds produced in the process. Commoning is a practice that appears inefficient to capitalist eyes. It is the willingness to spend much time in the work of cooperation, discussing, negotiating, and learning to deal with conflicts and disagreement. Yet only in this way can a community in which people understand their essential interdependence be built. Commons function on the basis of established regulations, stipulating how the commonwealth is to be used and cared for, that is, what the commoner's entitlements and obligations should be. Commons require a community, the principle being no community, no commons. This is why we cannot speak of global commons, a concept that presumes the existence of a global collectivity. Commons are constituted on the basis of social cooperation, relations of reciprocity, and responsibility for the reproduction of the shared wealth, natural or produced. Respect for other people and openness to heterogeneous experiences, provided the rules of cooperation are observed, distinguishes them from gated communities that can be committed to racist, exclusionary practices while fostering solidarity among their members. Commons are shaped by collective decision-making through assemblies and other forms of direct democracy. Grassroots power, power from the ground up, power derived from tested abilities and continual rotation of leadership and authority through different subjects, depending on the tasks to be performed, is the source of decision-making. This distinguishes commons from communism, which consigned power to the state. Commoning is reclaiming the power of making basic decisions about our lives and doing so collectively. This aspect of the commons is akin to the concept of horizontalidad that was coined during the revolt in Argentina that began on December 19, 2001, which has since become popular among social movements, especially in South America. It eschews the hierarchical structure of political parties with decisions made by general assemblies instead of by predefined central committees, where issues are discussed with the goal of achieving consensus. Commons are a perspective fostering a common interest in every aspect of life and political work, and are therefore committed to refusing labor hierarchies and inequalities in every struggle and prioritizing the development of a truly collective subject. All these characteristics differentiate the common from the public, which is owned, managed, controlled, and regulated by and for the state, constituting a particular type of private domain. This is not to say that we shouldn't fight to ensure that the public is not privatized. As an intermediate terrain, it is in our interest that commercial interests do not engulf the public, but we should not lose sight of the distinction. We cannot abandon the state, since it is the site of the accumulation of the wealth produced by our past and present labor. Similarly, most of us still depend on capital for our survival, as most of us do not have land or other means of subsistence. but we should work to ensure that we go beyond the state and capital.
Thank you.
This is Music as a Substance. Thanks for listening. And before that,